K4DJW. This is KO4NNH. Q4DJW. This is KO4NNH. Often heard. KO4NNH clear.
JWK4VWA.
KM4VWA, W4DJW.
How are you?
I just learned something very interesting. I'm studying all of the flight modes. You're going to find this interesting, too. You remember when I first switched over to FreeSky a long, long time ago, like 4, 5, 6 months ago, maybe more, and I took the Tiger Stick up to Campobello, and I told you that when I flew it, I could only fly it by rudder. I couldn't get it to do anything. I had to use a rudder instead of the ailerons to get it back home and back on the ground. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I think I do. Seems to me like you had a programming issue.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But what it turned out to be was that there's that level flight. Remember I told you you're going to bring that tall stick forward just one click. You're not going to bring it two clicks forward, because if you bring it two clicks forward, it's going to put it in automatic level, and it's going to be hard to fly in automatic level. Well, the reason it's hard to fly in automatic level is you only get 45 degree roll on your ailerons. So if you roll your ailerons, you try to stand it up on a wingtip and pull it around with the elevator. That's not happening when you go in that level mode. What happens is it'll roll up 45 degrees and it'll stop. It won't go 90 degrees. And then when you try to pull it around with the elevator, it'll only get nose pitch up at 20 degrees. And that's it. That's as fast as you can turn. Well, I didn't realize that, and that just wasn't fast enough for me. I thought I didn't have control. But it did have control. I just had really, really sloppy control. And they call that fly-by-wire. And that's the way FreeSky's, that's autopilot does that. And that's the way FreeSky's level works, that exact same way. So it does work if you get in trouble. Like, I don't know if you remember the last Bloody Wonder, you spun it one way with your roll rate, and then you spun it back the other way, and then you tried to find the center, and by that, it just all happened so fast. It was all. If you put it in level mode, that won't happen. It won't let you turn it past 45 degrees on the roll, aileron roll, or 20 degrees up and down on the pitch.
And I found that mode on that new receiver that I put into that. Which one did I put it in? Oh, in the Cessna. And I thought I'd go down there one day, go down to that position, and oh my God, it screwed me up. I didn't know what was going on. But, you know, I figured that out. Yeah, your stick rolls and pitch are very limited under that. I got out of it just as quick as I could, and I recovered, and I went on. I said, to hell with that.
Same thing with me. I did the exact same thing. I landed there somehow. I don't know. I had my stick set up wrong or something. So I took it back home and figured out how to get that other mode, the stabilized mode, which lets you roll it as much as you want. It's just when you let go of the sticks, it just stabilizes wherever you put it. That's the safer mode for somebody who's experienced. But for somebody who is not experienced, the safer mode is don't let you go past 45 degrees. Now you've got to plan ahead. Right, you got to make big, long, wide, sweeping turns. You can't make really fast. I mean, you can't just spin it. But usually, that's not what people that are learning are concerned about, is spinning it around. They're concerned about keeping the wings level. So if we would have known that was how that was working, it would have been a lot less scary, for lack of a better word, or bizarre to you and me than it was. It'll actually work. That's one of the, when you put it in auto, that's one of the modes that, or several of the modes. Fly-by-wire A is going to fly like that. And if you really want to turn fast, just kick in the rudder. It'll keep the ailerons flat. It'll flat turns like you were doing out there with your UMX that day. All you have to do is kick in the rudder. It'll keep the ailerons level for you.
back at the first of the year, that might have been okay for me. But when I went to it that first time with my Cessna, and I didn't know exactly for about 5 seconds what was going on, I'm going to lose a new airplane. I was trying to straighten it up, and then I figured it out. Oh, shoot, get out of that. Straightened right up. Everything was copacetic. Everything came back to normal. And, yes, that stable mode is good. I like that. But it's not going to bail you out if you get into a real bad situation, you know?
That's right. So what I'm thinking is on our airplanes with rudders, which does not include the Bloody Wonder, but still, maybe the Bloody Wonder. But on the airplanes with rudders, we should play around with that. And here's why. Because you move up to acro mode. Acro mode is that and even more. And what it'll allow you to do is rolling circles. Like, for example, you put it in that mode, and wherever you point it, that's where it stays pointed at whatever attitude you put it at. And as you roll upside down, you get down elevator. As you roll right side up, you get up elevator. And that keeps it, that keeps the nose pointed at the exact same position all the time. So you can do really slow rolls for a long period of time. It's a mode we need to play around with and try to get comfortable with. It's like when you get in the mood for doing some flat turns on your Cessna again, get you up a couple of mistakes high and kick it in that mode, pull that stick all the way toward you. And then just play around with your knowing now what it's doing, knowing that it's not letting you pitch and roll more than 45 degrees or 20 degrees, depending on pitch or roll. Play around with the rudder and leave the pitch and roll alone and see if you can get used to that.
Let me run something by you. I'm flying along level and I want to land. And I'm flying level and I let it stabilize. And I put it into for lack of a better term, safe mode. And I roll on my flaps. Is it going to keep me level? In other words, am I going to have to fool with trying to figure out the mix by using that when I come into land with my flaps?
So I don't think it's going to change your throttle. So if your throttle stays the same and it keeps your, like, you don't touch your throttle because it doesn't mess with your throttle, but it will mess with your elevator. So if you throw on flaps, that's like the nose starts pitching up, and it's going to stabilize that by picking the tail up. So the nose started going up and it sensed that, so it's going to pick the tail up. But the flaps and the forward speed don't change. The flaps are coming down. So you've got more lift on the wing, but the forward thrust stays the same. And induced drag goes up a little bit, but not as much as lift goes up. So what's going to happen is as those flaps go down, the airplane's not going to pitch nose up. It's not going to let it do that, but it's going to climb flat because you've got higher lift and same speed. If your throttle were to come down, then it would stay at the same altitude. The airplane would just slow down.
I'm going for, so instead of going through the aggravation of doing a mix with the down elevator to compensate the flaps and then back off on the throttle, I'll just kick it into safe mode on my approach, throw on a little bit of flaps and back off of the throttle, and that will be the same as a flat landing, wouldn't it?
I would think it would, all the way up to the point to where you stall. And when you stall, everything goes out the window, right? Because you're pulling back the throttle, you're putting on the flaps. So the airplane's slowing down. So the more it slows down, the closer you get to a stall. When the stall happens, you need to be wheels 1 inch above the ground.
Without saying, but see, on approach, by using that safe, what is the proper term for it on the free sky? It's not safe mode. But as I do my approach, I flip on that, and it's coming in flat and level, and that slows the airplane down. I back the throttle off some, and then I can just throttle it in and do a nice, soft, slow landing.
Yeah, they call that level. They don't call it safe mode. They call it level. It's keeping you within in a bubble. It's going to keep you in the bottom half of a sphere, like you're inside a ball, like your plane is sitting in on the inside of a basketball, and it's not going to let it go up the sides, front or back, or anything more than 20 or 30 degrees. That's about it. That's all you can do. You can go up one side of the ball, you know, to the side of the ball, you can go up to about 45 degrees. To the front or the back of the ball, you can only go up about 20 degrees. So you're just sitting there in a little tiny dish, all right, like a dinner plate, and you can't get out of the dinner plate. So say you can't do a roll or a loop, but and that's what they call level.
Well, this is good. This is real good, because I've been trying to figure out how to do those flaps, and it's not working for me. Now, I may, two mistakes high, start practicing going to safe after I get it straight and level, and throw on the safe and then back off on the throttle after I've applied some flaps. That's great. That I like that. That's good.
It's going to feel strange. You're not going to like it at first. But it's like my sister told me, people don't do things that they don't like, and therefore they're not good at them. But if you force yourself to do something you don't like, then you'll get good at it, and then you'll start liking it.
Exactly. Well, I'm over here in Boiling Springs buying oil and M350 screws and nylon nuts to mount my motors on my Bloody Wonders. And, it's coming right along, man. I'll probably start trying to do the programming later this afternoon and get that thing going. So I may be giving you a call about on that biplane. They're saying use the aileron and plug it in. Use the rudder plugged into the aileron.
Well, they also don't know that you've got a Free Sky radio that'll do that programmatically for you. You can plug it into whichever one you want. The Free Sky doesn't care. You just create a mix that sends from whatever stick you're comfortable with, because they figure people are more comfortable with the aileron stick than they are with the rudder stick. But whatever stick you're most... I mean, I fly with both sticks, right? The rudder and the aileron. If aileron's not doing for me what I need, I get on that rudder. If rudder's not doing it, I get on the aileron. But... it's up to you. You can program either stick to do to control it both the same way if you want to.
Exactly. All right. Well, looks like I'm going to be programming this afternoon late, and the little biplane's coming along. Not near as fast as I'd hoped, but it is coming along just fine. And so far on that paint, no paper reaction.
That's good. That's a process probably going to, I mean, if your alcohol evaporates off water too, right? Alcohol gets rid of water. So maybe that alcohol is forcing that water out of there fast enough to where it doesn't have time to let the paper loosen up its fibers. That's good. That'll last for a little while like that. Did I hear you say nylon screws and mount for the motor mount? Are you using nylon screws on the motor mount?
No, you'll never see me do that. No, I said regular screws with nylon nuts, like aircraft nuts.
Nylon inserts for locking nuts. They're metal nuts, but they've got nylon inserts.
Exactly. Those tend to, in my opinion, in the right situation with a good manufacturer, tend to hold better in vibration situations than lock washers.
Yeah, I use those or Loctite, one or the other. And those are better because you can use them more times. Loctite, you only get so many before you have to clean it up, and it makes a mess. But I do use Loctite, too, when I don't have the nylon inserts on those nuts. Anyway, it's a bunch of learning. I'm getting ready to go to the grocery store. Going to try and knock out everything that I have to do for the weekend before the weekend so I can just go fly it.
KN4 VWA. Yeah, I've got to go watch my granddaughter dance in Tryon tomorrow at Rogers Park. Hopefully the rain will have cleared by then. I think it will. It's supposed to be partly cloudy by about 7 o'clock this evening, I think. And after I do that, then I got one or two little things I got to come back and take care of. And beyond that, hey, baby, I'm ready, ready. Oh, and by the way, I got a lift coming down on Monday. I got to go get it. I'm going to have it about, I'm going to have it back to the house at about 1 o'clock. And I'm going to put that bracket up on the crown of my building at about 25 feet up, where I'm going to put a couple of antennas so I can have something going in my man cave as far as communication. And I'm also going to be putting a star up on the end of my garage. But I really can't see that taking more than about 3 hours. And I've got the thing until 7 o'clock the next morning. So, hey, W4NGU was going to try to use it, but I don't know that he's going to have enough time for his project. But if you've got something just real fast and quick that you need to get up high, let me know. We can, I can roll it by there and let you have it for about an hour. And it's quite a gadget. It goes up to 50 feet.
Is it like a bucket truck?
Yep. A towable bucket truck. Yes, sir.
So if I had some limbs on some trees that were hanging out over the driveway, sticking way out into the driveway, dropping leaf litter and stuff on the car, get in the bucket truck with a chainsaw and go up there and cut those limbs off?
Do you have a battery-powered chainsaw?
I have a hedge trimmer, but it wouldn't cut those limbs. I don't think it's big enough. It's battery-powered.
I have a battery-powered DeWalt chainsaw, and I can cut up to about a 12-inch log with it. So you could use that if you needed to do it. the way I've got it figured, you'd have about an hour of daylight left. Hour, maybe an hour and a half. But, bring it over by there and let you use it for a few minutes.
Yeah, I think I'll pass. My neighbor yesterday, he's getting a backhoe, one of those little ones, to dig out a trench to make water run better. And he came over while I was getting up leaves yesterday in between rain showers. and he asked me if I wanted to go in half with him on that. I told him no, but if he needed to dig some on my property to help his water flow, because I live uphill from him. And to let me know and we'll figure it out. But I told him, if you want to go in half on a bucket truck, I could use that, but I'd need it for a lot more than an hour. I need to trim those trees, and I need to repair some holes in the side of the wood where bees bored holes, those carpenter bees bored holes. And it's up high. On one end of the house, it's about 40 feet up. On the other end of the house, it's about 30 feet up. But I need to be able to take my time. I'm also going to put some 3/4-inch eyelets, loops in there, so I can use like climbing gear to climb up there anytime I want, instead of, you know, and not be on a ladder that can fall. All right, have climbing gear on and just climb up there, do what you got to do, and then let yourself back down by having some really big eyelets up there, heavy, that rope can go through that won't tear up the rope. But I appreciate the offer anyway.
I'll ask you something. How long would you need it? Half a day?
W4DJW, I don't know yet. I have to, before I did it, I need to come up with all the hardware that I need and a plan on how to, and then I could tell how long it would take me to do it. But until then, I wouldn't know. W4DJW.
W4NGU is needing one, and he really needs it for about, probably 4 or 5 hours. And they're getting $400 for a lift like this for a half a day down there at Sunbelt Rental. And Indy7J, Bob, up in Hendersonville, I don't know how he did it, but he got it for $255 for 24 hours. So if you only needed it half a day, or, you know, maybe, you know, 5-6 hours, you could definitely probably talk to Phil and split it, and that would get both of y'all taken care of in one day.
Well, maybe at a later point in time. Plus, I got my neighbor here that wants to do that too. So, I don't know. It might be easier if it's just going between his house and my house rather than your house is a long way from my house. That's a half hour drive, especially towing something.
No, that's no deal at all. I'm taking it back to Hendersonville when I get done with it at 7 o'clock on Tuesday morning. All right, guy. Well, listen, I'm going to run on in the auto zone here. It seems that Shell Rotella T6 diesel oil is in great demand. I got the most of it over at an auto zone in Inman, and now I'm at an Advanced Auto here in Boiling Springs to see if I can get it over here, the final two quarts that I need. So I'm going to bail out on you. I'll try to contact you this evening and let you know how far I get. So let's go ahead and plan on tomorrow. 73 KN4 VWA, clear after your final, big guy.
Sounds like a plan. Be safe out there on those wet roads. I'm going to go out there myself, but I'm not going near as far as you are. KN4 VWA, W4 DJW, clear.